August 1415. Dawn. Not far from the gates of Harfleur. King Henry V has spent a sleepless night struggling with his conscience. His men are battle-weary, disillusioned, and on the point of mutiny. No more than a mile away, the full might of the French army is ranged against him. The odds are monstrous, and Henry must persuade his men to march to certain death in a sea of blood, or himself return to England, a vanquished king.
Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more, or close the wall up with our English dead. In peace, nothing so becomes a man as modest stillness and humility. Yet when the blast of war is in our ears, then imitate the actions of the beaver.
Tiger, my lord.
Tiger? Are you sure? Methinks beavers to be more fearsome.
Read on, my liege. The properties of the beaver could be misconstrued.
Well, if you really think so.
I do, my lord, most humbly.
Imitate the actions of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, disguise fair nature with hard, favoured rage, then lend the ears a terrible aspect.
Eyes, my lord, then lend the eyes a terrible aspect.
Then lend the eyes a terrible aspect. Now set the teeth, stretch wide the nostril, hold hard the breasts and...
Breath, my lord.
Hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit to his full height. On, you noble Welsh.
English?
They look Welsh to me.
Forsooth, my lord, they are English.
Well, what the bloody hell are the English doing here?
'Tis an English army, my lord.
You mean I'm risking Englishmen against the French? Why did no one tell me of this? I don't mind losing a few Welsh, but the English? Well, I suppose it's too late now.
On, you noble English! Dishonour not your mothers, and attest that those whom you call father did beget you. Be copy now to men of grosser blood, and teach them how to draw.
War.
Teach them how to war, and you, good yeoman, whose limbs were made in Finland.
England,
show us here the mettle of your pasture. I see you stand like whippets in the traps.
Greyhounds.
Pardon?
Greyhounds in the traps, my lord, not whippets.
I see you stand like greyhounds in the traps, straining upon the start. The game is afoot. Follow thy spirit, and upon this charge, cry God for Harry, for England, and for Uncle George.
St. George?
St. George!
Well, I think that went rather well.
Yes, my liege.